The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim daf mem tes. The Gemara over here, at the beginning of the daf, discusses the halacha that if Ma'ase Sheni became Tomei, so you're allowed to redeem it even in Yerushalayim. As you probably know, produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, a person is required to separate from it Truma, Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Sheni, or Ma'aser Ani, depending on the year. Some years he separates Ma'aser Sheni, some years Ma'aser Ani. Ma'aser Sheni, Truma is a small amount, 1/40, 1/50, or 1/60, and Ma'aser is a tenth of the remainder after Truma was separated. And Ma'aser Sheni is, like the words mean, you take off another tenth. You take off a tenth of whatever was remaining after you took off the Truma and the Ma'aser Rishon, you take off another tenth, and that tenth becomes Kadosh, becomes holy with the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni. The halachas of Ma'aser Sheni are is that it has to be eaten b'tahara, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, it has to be eaten, in other words, in the halachic old city of Yerushalayim. There's also many other halachas of Ma'aser Sheni. So, since it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, so the most typical way would be if somebody separated Ma'aser Sheni, they would take that actual produce and take it to Yerushalayim and eat it. The Torah says that not everybody's going to be able to go to Yerushalayim and bring the produce with them, either because they're going to be too far away and it's too big of a schlep, it's too much produce to bring with, or because they're far away and it takes a long time to get there, they're not going to be able to go so often, and by the time they'll get there, it will spoil. Whatever the reasons are, the Torah said there's an etzah. The Torah gave a solution to this problem. And the Torah said you could redeem the Ma'aser Sheni onto money. You could take that produce that's holy with the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni and redeem it, put that Kedusha, you transfer the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni that's on the produce onto money. And then you'll take that money with you when you go to Yerushalayim. And when you get to Yerushalayim, you will transfer the Kedusha that's on the money and to food. You'll buy food with that money. And you'll eat the food that you got with that money, and you'll be noyeg all the, whatever the halachas there are with food that's Ma'aser Sheni will apply to what you bought with that money. That's some general rules of Ma'aser Sheni. So in our sugit, so there's also more halachas. There's more laws of Ma'aser Sheni. One law is that you're not allowed to redeem Ma'aser Sheni when you're in Yerushalayim. This is a halacha. It's very logical. The whole idea why the Torah allowed to redeem Ma'aser Sheni was for those that live far away from Yerushalayim and they can't bring their produce with. So that's all if you're out of Yerushalayim. Once you're in Yerushalayim, just eat it there. So the Torah did not allow to redeem Ma'aser Sheni if it's in Yerushalayim. However, our Gemara says that once that Ma'aser Sheni became Tomei, so the Tanna Kamma says, then you could redeem it even though it's in Yerushalayim. And again, well, we can understand that this is a halacha, perhaps we wouldn't need to understand, but it makes a lot, we can understand it quite well. The idea was, you're allowed, once you're in Yerushalayim, so eat it. Don't redeem it, eat this thing. But if it's Tomei that you can't eat it, so then there's a way how we can transfer that Kedusha onto money, then back to food, so that we'll be able to have a way how we could eat it. So this is one of the halachas of Ma'aseh Sheni, and this is a halacha that's discussed in our Gemara. Now, I would like in this shiur to discuss some practical application, how to apply this halacha of the Gemara to today's day and age. Now, in Mesachta Ma'aseh Sheni, our Gemara talks about the main halacha, and that is, on the Torah level, that's where you have Ma'aseh Sheni, that was taken into Yerushalayim. And as long as it's tar, as long as that Ma'aseh Sheni is tar, you're not allowed to redeem it. Once it becomes tameh, you're allowed to redeem it. So, the Torah's halacha is going to speak about when it became tameh, api ha-Torah. That would be the most simple level of understanding the halacha of the Torah. Kipshuta, you may have said that if the Ma'aseh Sheni will become Tameh with a Derabbanan Dikatuma, with only a rabbinical Tuma, then perhaps you're not allowed to redeem it. Perhaps the Torah only allowed to redeem it when it became Tameh with a biblically recognized Tuma. If the whole Tuma is only on the rabbinical level, so perhaps then that's not recognized by the Torah, and therefore you would not be allowed to redeem it once it's in Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, the Mishnah in Masechta Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes says that even if the Ma'aseh Sheni that's in Yerushalayim became Tameh with a Tuma that's only Rabbanon, that's only rabbinical, nevertheless, you're allowed to redeem it. And the Rambam paskins like that. And the reason is because even though on the biblical level you're allowed to eat it, on the biblical level it's not tame at all, nevertheless, the Torah says, Ki lo isucha se'esoy. The Torah says you're allowed to redeem it if at the end of the day you're not allowed to eat it. Since at the end of the day, be that as it may, that it's only on the rabbinical level that it's tameh, but at the end of the day, you're not allowed to eat it. And since at the end of the day, halachically, you're not allowed to eat it, therefore you're allowed to redeem it. That's what's mevur in Mesachta Ma'aseh Sheni, and the Rambam paskins like that, again, that even if it's only tameh on the rabbinical level, you're allowed to redeem it even in Yerushalayim. So this concept actually poses a new question. And this is what we'll discuss, at least primarily, in this year. Comes the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch asks the following question. If you tell me that as long as the bottom line is you're not allowed to eat it, then you're allowed to redeem it. So then, nowadays, let it be permitted to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim, even if it's tar. The halach is that even though Ma'aseh Sheni is allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, nowadays, even if the Ma'aseh Sheni is tar, and the eater is tar, you can't eat it nowadays in Yerushalayim. Since nowadays we don't have a Mizbeach, so therefore, you're not allowed to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, so let it be permitted to eat, to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim nowadays, even if the Ma'aseh Sheni is completely tar. Just like we said before, if the Ma'aseh Sheni is tameh midrabbanan, since the bottom line is that you're not able to eat it, you're allowed to redeem it. So here also, the bottom line is that nowadays you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. So let it be permitted to redeem it even if the Ma'aseh Sheni is tar. Since the bottom line is that you can't eat it, since we don't have a Mizbeach. So the Minchas Chinuch answers that the reason why you're not allowed to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni that's tar nowadays in Yerushalayim is because we say asvar mihayri bana mesa mikdash. You can't tell me that you're not able to eat this Ma'aseh Sheni? Perhaps he will be able to. Although at the current time there's no Mizbeach. But we keep waiting for Mashiach. Mashiach could come any time, any moment Mashiach could come. And then we will build the Mizbeach. And then it will be permitted to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni. So it's not an impossibility. There is a possibility of eating the Ma'aseh Sheni. And because of that possibility, you can't say it's impossible to eat it. And says the Minchas Chinuch, that's why even nowadays you can't eat, you can't redeem Ma'aseh Sheni that's Torah in Yerushalayim. Comes the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Mincha Shlomo and he asks as follows. Frag the Mincha Shlomo. The Minchas Chinuch's answer is not foolproof. What would happen if somebody has vegetables, and vegetables spoil quite fast, they don't last too long. Somebody has vegetables that they're on the verge of spoiling. They have another 3 days that they'll last before they'll spoil. And he's in Yerushalayim, and the vegetables are tahor, and he wants to redeem the vegetables. You have ma'aser sheni vegetables that are tahor, they're in the old city of Yerushalayim, and he wants to redeem it. So we should say that since you can't eat it, let it be permitted to redeem it. Comes the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch says, no, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. But what about if it's right before Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's going to be 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then after the Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's going to take time for Mashiach to come and build the Beis HaMikdash and build the Mizbeach. By the time you calculate all that time, it's virtually impossible that these vegetables will still be edible by the time the Mizbeach will be built. So you could have a case, asks the Shlomo Zalman, where it's practically impossible to have these vegetables at the time when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. See, even though we are hopeful every second that Mashiach could come at this moment, but at certain times we know that it's impossible that Mashiach will get there before these vegetables will spoil. So I could find you a case where, even if you use the Minchas Chinuch's reasoning, that would not be a sufficient reasoning to prohibit redeeming these vegetables. So says the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it must be there's another reason why we can't redeem Tahar-dike vegetables or Tahar-dike produce that are Ma'aseh Sheni when they're in Yerushalayim. So says the Shlomo Zalman, I have a new pshat. I'll tell you that the pshat is that even though we say that as long as at the end of the day you can't eat it, you're allowed to redeem it, it has to be that reason why you can't eat it is something that's intrinsic in the fruit, in the produce itself. If the reason why you can't eat the Ma'aseh Sheni is because there's something, an outside factor, the fact is because you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the fact is that you don't have a Mizbeach, that's not a reason to permit redeeming the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. If the produce is Tameh, even on the rabbinical level, but there's something intrinsic in the produce itself, why you can't eat it, then you're allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim. But if it's an outside factor, such as not having Mizbeach, that's not sufficient. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he says perhaps really that's what the Minchas Chinuch means, it would be a shtikol doichak, but so says Rav Shlomo Zalman L'chayah, this has to be the pshat, why nowadays you're not allowed to redeem tahor dika produce that's Ma'aseh Sheni, that's in Yerushalayim. Now the Minchas Chinuch was asking, let it be permitted to redeem tahor dika produce in Yerushalayim nowadays. There's other achrayim that ask the exact opposite. Says the Kafta v'Farach, the Chayyim nowadays, if you have produce of Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim, and the produce is tameh, and our Gemara says that if the produce is tameh, you're allowed to redeem it, says the Kaf of Perach, and the Osamah says the same thing, that l'choyer nowadays, it's going to be prohibited to redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, even if the produce is tameh min ha-Torah. And he uses the same type of line of logic of the Minchas Chinuch, but the other way around. The whole reason why you're allowed to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni, that's tameh when it's in Yerushalayim, is because since the produce is tameh, there's the tumah is the thing that's holding us back from eating this produce. But if the reason why I can't eat the produce, if I can't eat the produce anyways, if there's something else that's anyways holding us back from eating the produce, such as not having a Beis HaMikdash, so then the fact that it's tameh is anyways not the factor, so then let it be prohibited. Even if the produce is tameh, it should be prohibited to redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni when it's in Yerushalayim. The whole reason why you're allowed to is because you can't eat it. Here anyways you can't eat it. The Tumah did not add any reason of not, any extra reasoning to not be able to eat it. Anyways you can't eat it. And therefore the Kaftav Aperach and the Rasamech, they hold that nowadays you can't redeem Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim even if the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tumah. If the halacha would be like the captive of Efech and the Samech, would actually bring a big difficulty. Anyone that would have real Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim, they would have to just let it rot. What people do nowadays, that they say the Nusach of the Chazon Ish when they Ma'aser, and they designate that the Ma'aseh Sheni of the produce should be on a certain side of the food, and then they redeem it onto a coin. Anyone that lives in the old city or wherever the halachic old city is would not have such a solution according to the Kaftav Aperach and according to the Rasamech. Comes the Ritvaz, and the Ritvaz disagrees with the Kaftav Aperach and says Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that the main halach is like the Ritvaz. The main halach is that nowadays, as long as the produce is tameh, you could redeem it even in Yerushalayim, like the way our Gemara says. Even today, the halacha stands like what the Gemara says. That when it's tameh, you're allowed to redeem it even in Yerushalayim. And says the Minchas Shlaima, that the reason is, because the Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Well, since we'll soon have a Beis HaMikdash, and we'll be able to eat the Meher's Ma'aseh Sheni, so therefore you can't tell me that this is the only factor, that anyways there's another factor. You can't tell me anyways there's another factor, anyways you can't eat it because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, since we could soon, Be'ez HaShem, have a Beis HaMikdash. However, this much we do have to have. A person, even nowadays, could only redeem Ma'aseh Sheni that's in Yerushalayim if the Ma'aseh Sheni is tameh. Now, and all people today, all the Yidden today are assumed to be tameh, and therefore naturally all food would become tameh. However, there's one exception, and that is that food cannot become tameh unless it's hochshar lekabel tumah. It has to have a hechshar, it has to be that one of the seven liquids, the Zayin Mashkim, touched it, came in contact with the food, in a way that he was nicha, in a way that he was happy that that liquid contacted it. And after that, following that contact of liquid, then the produce could become tameh. But if the produce never was contacted by water, by one of these seven liquids, then it won't become tameh, then it will for sure be tar. And so, there could even today possibly be a problem with redeeming produce, which is Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim, if it would be tar. In other words, how would it be tar if it never had a hechshar lekabel tumah? So therefore, Paiskim say what a person should do is, before they make this produce into Ma'aseh Sheni, they should make sure that it's Hukshah Lekabel Toma. They should make sure that a liquid, one of these Zayin Mashkim, came in contact with the food, and only following that should they make it into Ma'aseh Sheni. Once it's Ma'aseh Sheni, you wouldn't be allowed to be Metameit, to make it be Tomei. But before you even made it into Ma'aseh Sheni, then you could just be Mashir Lekabel Toma, and then you could, following that, make it into Ma'aseh Sheni. So there's a Sefer Tuv Yerushalayim that brings down a story. There was once a story in Yerushalayim, in the old city, that somebody sent a messenger to separate Maisris for him. And the Shliach did his job and separated the Maisris. However, the Shliach forgot to make that the produce was in contact with liquid before he separated the Maisris. And now the Shliach came to the Rav. What should they do? Now they have produce, which is Ma'aseh Sheni, that was never Hukshah Lekabel Tumah, so it's Tor, and now they can't redeem it. And therefore it's just going to have to go to waste. So if Shmuel Salant, the Shliach came to Shmuel Salant, and Shmuel Salant paskin his father, said to Shmuel Salant, since the Shliach, since this agent should have made it become Hukshah Lekabel Tumah, he should have made it contact with one of the seven liquids before he separated the Maaser. So it comes out that the Shliach did something wrong. The agent was Ma'aves. He did a wrong Shlichus. He did not fulfill his job properly. And we have a rule in Shlichus that the Skunish Hadasicha Valei La'avsi, the one that sent the messenger, the one that sent the Shliach, is allowed to say, I only sent you to fix things. I didn't send you to mess up. And since over here you messed up, you were not machshir lekabel tumah before you separated the ma'aseh sheni, so therefore the shlichus is invalidated. The whole agency, the whole shlichus is invalid, and as such the ma'aseh was never separated, and therefore he could just say the whole thing is null, is void, and start over from the beginning. And therefore, from then he'll go and be Machshir Lekabel Tumah, and then following that, he'll go and separate the Ma'aseh Sheni. There's another halacha in Ma'aseh Sheni, and also, I'm bringing it in because it's also a halacha that pertains to halachas of Ma'aseh Sheni, and redeeming Ma'aseh Sheni, with how to apply it nowadays. According to the Mishnayos and Gemaras, when you redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni, so you take produce, and you transfer the Kedusha from the produce, and you put it onto money. Now, according to Mishnayos and Gemaras, you can't take that Kedusha that's on the money and transfer onto other money. Once the Kedusha is on money, then you have to transfer that Kedusha from the money onto produce, onto food. You can't transfer the Kedusha from the money onto other money. So today, we would never want to transfer the Kedusha that's on the money onto food, because we can't eat that food anyways. So we definitely don't want to transfer the Kedusha of the money to food, so what should we do? And what can we do? And what are we allowed to do? So the Chazon Ish says that there's a Yerushalmi already that says that nowadays you should not transfer the Kedusha that's on the money onto food. Since nowadays we can't eat the food that's Ma'aseh Sheni. So definitely says that the Yerushalmi that says that nowadays that we can't eat the Ma'aseh Sheni, don't transfer the Kedusha that's on the money onto food. Then says the Chazon Ish, there's a Rambam that says that even though you're not supposed to transfer the Kedusha that's on the money and to other money, nevertheless the Rambam says that b'shas hadchak, that when it's difficult, then you're allowed to transfer the Kedusha that's on the money to other money. And says the Chazon Ish, that's what we are allowed to do nowadays, that we don't have any other etzah. So if somebody has a coin that's very valuable, and it's filled with Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, they can go and transfer the Kedusha of that coin onto a smaller coin. And this is another halacha, another practical halacha of how to fear zech nowadays with the redeeming the things that have the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni. This concludes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.